People sometimes say, why share? I've worked hard, I've earned it. Why should I share? Sharing means to recognize the fact that human beings, men, women, and children, are one. We're part of one great family, facets of one great oversoul.
And that is a foretaste of this episode of the Planetary Makeover Show. In response to the heartfelt voices of an awakening humanity, we have evidence that divine help is at hand to work with us to create a hopeful future.
Hello, I'm your host, David Minot, for another episode of Planetary Makeover. And as the title suggests, our theme is turning the seemingly impossible into the possible. We're always asking the question, what if a Buddha or Christ appeared in the world today? Another great world teacher. And what would they say to humanity? How would they inspire us? And how would we respond? And what would we do with the galvanization of our energies that they helped make possible? Well, on this episode, the theme remains. Again, it's the seemingly impossible turned into possible. Our guest, Tony Townsend, a longtime student of the Ageless Wisdom Teaching, is turning the words of the world teacher, and also those of Alice Bailey, to song, which to me seems a nearly impossible task, but he has managed to pull it off with grace, aplomb, talent, and inspiration. So let's now listen to what Tony has accomplished and draw our own inspiration from it.
On the 19th day in the month of July in 1977, the Son of Man walked among us again to help us change our earth into heaven. I look for the signs and I listen in the wind for the simple man who cares for us all. I look to myself for I know he is within, and I listen for the sound of his call. He came in the clouds in a big jet plane to a well-known country of the earth. As a man among men, his life will emerge, sharing love and justice come to birth. I look for the signs and I listen in the wind for the simple man who cares for us all. I look to myself for I know he is within, and I listen for the sound of his call. Sharing love and justice and the brotherhood of man are the truths he gives to us all. We are gods and the agents of his plan. It's our choice to rise or to fall. I look for the signs and I listen in the wind for the simple man who cares for us all. I look to myself for I know he is and I listen for the sound of his call. On the 19th day in the month of July in 1977, the Son of Man walked among us again to help us change our earth into heaven. I look for the signs and I listen in the wind for the simple man who cares for us all. I look to myself for I know he is within, and I listen for the sound of his call. My name is Tony Townsend. The program is Stranger at the Gate. The Stranger at the Gate refers to Maitreya, the world teacher. I first heard about the world teacher and the masters of wisdom when I was a teenager growing up in Pasadena, California. And I was vitally interested for a short time, and then life overtook me, and gradually I lost interest, forgot about it, until much later, happened upon the books by Alice A. Bailey, which explained the whole esoteric background, the story of the Masters of Wisdom, the story of Maitreya, the world teacher, and the coming New Age. And I was fascinated with it. And then finally, I stumbled upon Benjamin Cram, an English artist and esotericist, who announced the fact that Maitreya had already emerged into the everyday world, into a large city in the modern world. And since that time, he's been in this city, London, England, and is gradually, very gradually, emerging into full consciousness of humanity. Now, this is a song from words that were given by Maitreya through Benjamin Cram at public lectures in London, and it's called Stranger at the Gate, and it describes Maitreya's role. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am the stranger at the gate. I am your friend. I am your hope. I am your shield. I am your love. I am all in all. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am the stranger at the gate. I am your highest wish. I am your clearest light. I see your dreams of trust and love. I am among I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the Lord of love. I am the hope of mankind. I am the well, I am your bliss, I am returned to you. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am the stranger at the gate. I am among you in many ways. I am your friend and guide. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the Savior of all. I am the teacher of the new. I am the guide for the future time. I am truth itself. I am the stranger at the gate. I am the one who knocks. I am the one who will not go away. I am the stranger at the gate. Maitreya gave a series of messages through Benjamin Krim via the process of telepathic rapport, and one of them also describes his function and defines his role in relation to humanity, and it's called the water carrier for the age of Aquarius. Many times have you heard me say that my coming means change. Specifically, the greatest change will be the hearts and minds of men. For my return among you is a sign that men are ready to receive new life. That new life for men. Do I bring in abundance on all the plains? This life will flow, reaching the hearts and souls and bodies of men, bringing them nearer to the source of life. The source of life itself. My task will be to channel those waters of life through you. I am the water carrier. I am the vessel of truth. I am the water carrier. I am the vessel of truth. That truth shall I reveal to you and lift you into your true nature. I am the God-given life, and this shall I bestow on you. Thus shall we together walk through my garden and smell the of my flowers and know the closeness to God. The joy of closeness to God. My friends, these things are not dreams. All of this will be yours. My mission will outsafe this. In 1945, the decision was made by Maitreya after the Great War, the World War II, in which the Allies, backed by the spiritual hierarchy of masters, defeated the Axis powers, who were backed by a group of nefarious beings known as the Forces of Evil. The decision was made to enter public life of humanity as soon as possible, and a great prayer or invocation was given to be used by the disciples of the time and humanity. It was public, anyone could use it. It circulated widely in the world. It's called the Great Invocation, and this is, again, a setting that I've done to it. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. And power restore the plan on earth. The reason the hierarchy of masters is returning is to, for one thing, to help humanity save itself from self-destruction. The other is pointed in the direction of deity, the creator. And this is another very ancient prayer which was set to English and then by me to music. It's called the Gayatri. It describes this journey. from whom all things proceed, and to whom all things return. Unveil to us the face of the true spiritual Son. Hidden by a disk of golden light, hidden by a disk of golden light, that we may know the truth and do our whole duty as we journey to thy sacred feet. The whole world, humanity, is in need of healing. And this is a healing mantra, which dedicate to the human family everywhere. May the power of the one life force, may the power of the one life force, may the power of the one life force, to the whole being, enabling us to live the life of God, making our bodies sound and may the power of the one life pour through our whole being. May the love that animates the entire universe radiate through our to spread the love of God, enabling us to spread the love of God. May the knowledge that is our divine heritage illumine our whole being, enabling us to lead others along, along the lighter way. May the power of the one life force, may the power of the one life force, may the power of the one life force, our whole being. In the not too distant future, I can't say exactly when, Maitreya will begin to appear on television, giving an interview first in this country and then other countries around the world, and gradually he will become recognized for this amazing spiritual being who's at the center of our lives, the teacher for all humanity, religious and non-religious alike, and who with the masters will initiate a golden new age in which no one lacks the basic necessity of life, and all may develop and find and develop the spiritual nature which lies within. And eventually there'll be what's called a day of declaration, and on that great day Maitreya will appear on television and will speak to humanity, to every one of us, everywhere, in our own language, telepathically. So we'll wait for that day, and right now I look forward to the future with hope. And this is a song with hope for the future. I'll meet you by and by. In the silver morning, a new day is a morning. No more time for mourning, let's hold our heads up high. We've seen a lot of sorrow, striving for tomorrow, time we cannot borrow, let's live until we die. Struggle through the dark night, seek to win our birthright, keep our reason upright, soon we'll reach the sky. And if I've never seen you, though I've never met you, in spirit I am with you, I'll meet you by and by. And when my song is ended, when our lives are blended, when none shall be offended, then I'll say goodbye. It'll be like a great homecoming. For everybody.
And here are more Tony Townsend songs from part two of Stranger at the Gate. Enjoy.
This is called By This Means. It's a way that we can know who Maitreya is. By this means will you know me. By this means will you know me. By my light which shines through you. Away. By this means will you know me. By this means will you know me. By my call for justice and reason. By my call for justice and reason. By this means shall you know me. By this means shall you know me. By my work among your brothers. Those who need my help. My appeal shall sound forth. Save the world. Help those who suffer and die. My call shall resound, correct the mistakes of the past, and renew the spirit of man. Make way for love in your hearts and see God. Thus shall I speak, my friends, and thus will you know me. The return of the Masters and of Maitreya have to do with the fact that humanity seems on a course of self-destruction always. And we got through World War II and we survived the confrontation between the two great, three or whatever, superpowers. But now we're facing another problem. And the movement of the despotic aspect in our own country. The main reason for the return, however, is to allow people to live normal, healthy, active lives so that they can discover and develop the godlike nature which lies within. And the very first thing we must do is learn to share the resources of the world so the G7 countries don't hoard them all, so people who starve and die in their millions can have a decent life. And this is a song with words by Maitreya, Learn to Share. How can you be content with the molds within which you now live? When millions starve and die in squalor, when the rich parade their wealth before the poor, when each man is his neighbor's enemy, when no man trusts his brother, for how long must you live thus, my friend? For how long can you support this degradation? Learn to share, to grasp your brother's hand and know him as yourself. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. Learn to share. Who the essentials to stay alive. They crowd the cities of many of the poorest countries in the world. This crime fills me with shame. My brothers, how can you watch these people die before your eyes and call yourselves men? Learn to share, to grasp your brother's hand and know him as yourself. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. Learn to share. Why sit still when the world groans, when men, women, and children die in misery? Cast off by their brothers, are hungry and perish needlessly for want of the food which lies rotting in the storehouses of the world. Learn to share, to grasp your brother's hand and know him as yourself. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. Learn to share. Learn to share. People sometimes say, why share? I've worked hard, I've earned it. Why should I share? Sharing means to recognize the fact that human beings, men, women, and children, are one. We're part of one great family, facets of one great oversoul. And if one of us starves, it's affecting the whole family. So that's the reason we must share. It's to live as true brothers and sisters. This is an ancient mantra dating back even before written history, translated into English by Alice Bailey, the Master DK through Alice Bailey. It's called the Mantra of Unification, and it tells this story of the oneness of humanity. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. The sons of men one, and I am one with them. I seek the love, not hate. I seek to serve, and not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life and all events, and bring to light the love that underlies the happenings of the time. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. Let vision come and insight, let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate, and outer cleavages be gone. The next step ahead for human beings, humanity, all of us everywhere, is to learn to live in right human relationship. And the start of that is to engage in goodwill. This is something that's innate in everybody, the sense of goodwill. We actually wish everyone well, but through fear and its attributes, hatred and greed and whatever, we cut people away, we cut ourselves off from this true nature within us, which is goodwill. And this is another mantra from the Master DK through Alice Bailey, which I've set to music again, and it's called simply goodwill. It leads to right human relations, and it leads to, finally, deity. Thank you. relations, leading to peace on earth, leading to glory to God, glory to God, goodwill. Benjamin Krem is an artist and esotericist who lives in London, and it was he who told of the imminent emergence of Maitreya and the externalization of the hierarchy of masters. And he's written many books which have been translated into many languages, and he publishes a magazine called Share International, which keeps us up to date on what's happening during this emergence. And this is a poem of his from one of his books, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3, which I've set to music. It's called Courtiers. It's kings, courts, and courtiers. This is the courtiers part. As courtiers sit awaiting the entrance of the king, do we await you, Maitreya? As courtiers sit awaiting the entrance of the king, do we await you, Maitreya? Only some do not sit, but run hither and thither, telling the glad tidings. Some do not sit, but run hither and thither, telling the glad tidings. The great Lord, chief among chieftains, dismounts and approaches the gate. Open it quickly, that he be not delayed, that he be not delayed. Among chieftains dismounts and approaches the gate. Open it quickly, that he be not delayed, that he be not delayed. The great Lord, chief among chieftains, dismounts and approaches the gate. Open it quickly, that he be not delayed, that he be not delayed. the not too distant future, we'll see Maitreya on television in an interview here in this country and elsewhere. And then gradually, he will be recognized as the high spiritual being, which he is, and he will be invited to speak on the linked television networks of the world via satellite. We'll see his face. We'll hear his words, but we'll hear them inwardly in our own language, no matter where we are, on the land, the farms, in the cities, on the ocean, in the air. Wherever human beings are, they'll hear Maitreya speak, telling his story, who he is, and what he hopes we will do. And it will be like a homecoming.
Visit us on Facebook at hashtag Planetary Makeover. This show has been a production of planetarymakeover.org. At our website, we have a link to our bi-weekly live show at 5 p.m. Mondays Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At our website, we also have a link to our archives and a selection of our shows. For more background info, visit www.shareinternationalwest.org. That's shareinternational-west.org. For related books and DVDs and CDs by Benjamin Krem on the emergence of Maitreya, the World Teacher, please go to share-ecart.com. That's share-ecart.com. We also invite you to watch another show that we really love entitled What in the World is Happening? And that show, which you don't want to miss, is produced by Share International Canada. And it airs every second and fourth Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The link to check it out is share-international.ca or visit the Facebook page for What in the World is Happening.